Tori. I guess it's getting to the point with about a week left where you got to start kind of lining up your starting rotation a little bit. Just kind of wondered, you know, the candidates for opening day and that fifth starter role, if Gallen can't come back, just wondered where you were with those decisions.
Yeah, I'll have that announcement in the coming days. I don't know exactly when. As you can see, you know, things change so rapidly that I don't want to say too much too soon and then have to kind of backtrack. I have good feelings about certain things, but I'm just not ready to let you guys know exactly what's going on. We're still evaluating some people, and I just, out of fairness to the entire group that's still competing, I want to make sure that that I give them the chance to compete before I take those next steps. But it's coming. I just ask for your guys' patience a little bit, and we'll get back to you as soon as we know, or as soon as we've outlined everything with the athletes.
Jose.
Hey, Tori. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good. It's been about, 14, 15 years since you managed Asdrubal Cabrera in the minors in Buffalo. Yeah. What's it like to have that kind of a union where you're managing so long ago, and now here he is back full circle?
Yeah, it was awfully fun to reconnect with him and get a chance to see him on Zoom. I actually called him on the phone, and then the next time I saw him was on a Zoom conversation that we had. And then, you know, obviously the smiles came back immediately. We reminisced about some of the old times and some of the good times. And, you know, he raced through the system so quick and got up to the big leagues and helped the Indians in their quest to, you know, reach the playoffs and capture the Central, the AL Central, that I remember mostly as a big leaguer. He was a hardworking shortstop, you know, a young switch hitter, still trying to connect some dots to be a complete offensive hitter at the big league level. But he worked extremely hard. You know, I used to take video of him taking ground balls as shortstop because he was so clean and so perfect. And I would show it to my son, who was a young kid at the time. That's what I thought about him and his game. I trusted him on an unbelievable level. So reuniting with him was pretty special for both of us. We used to keep contact. You know, I'd always say hello to him if I was the opposing manager or opposing coach on the team that he was playing on. So we never got too far away, but it was pretty special to be back in the same dugout again, for me at least.
Mark Brown.
Happy Wednesday, Tori. The move with Varsho today, was that to give him more reps down there? Because if you kept him on the big league roster, he probably would get a bunch of splinters on a pine, wouldn't he?
That's a good question. You know, we had some tough conversations amongst the staff trying to figure out who are the best pieces and who's going to help us win baseball games on day one of a baseball season. You know, unfortunately, Dalton didn't have a great spring. The facts are that he had to come in here and earn a spot. That was outlined to him. So all things being equal, and we were comparing him with other guys that were swinging the bat well, we just felt like it was the best thing to do to get him out, get him moving, and get those at-bats back to the most consistent form that we all remember. He's a hitter. He's a good baseball player. Things just were not clicking for him. And I think fundamentally he had a few things that were outlined to him that he's going to go ahead and perfect from an offensive standpoint. But the bat isn't his carry tool. The bat is a very, very special tool. But he does, you know, he does a good job playing all three outfield positions, and he's solid behind the plate. So we want both sides of his game to gain consistency and you know, work out a couple of kinks, which we know he will.
I just want to follow up at the AAA level. Is that a good fit for him at this point? And do you see him playing at 120, 130 games or so, really to get the mechanics down that you want him to do that?
Yeah. I don't want to put any limitations on Dalton. You know, I know the good old days, guys would go down and spend the whole year in the minor leagues and come back, you know, ready to go. That's not the case anymore, especially not the case with us. Dalton needs to just go down there and get back to the consistent swing playing that he had and the consistent contact and you know, the productive at bats by controlling the zone that he's used to having, and on top of that, continuing to learn and grow defensively. So I don't want to put an amount of games on it, because it could be sooner than later. If he gets hot and the need is there, we will certainly go get him.
Thank you.
Specifically on the defensive side with Dalton, is this an opportunity to let him focus a bit more on the catching? I mean, we've heard he's a catcher that also plays outfield. So do you anticipate his time in AAA to be primarily behind the plate?
I would think, yes, there's going to be a number of games behind the plate, or a number of innings that he's going to get behind the plate. And it's something that we want him to continue to work on and perfect. And he's got the necessary skills to go behind the plate to be, you know, an everyday big league catcher. We feel very comfortable with that. But there's still certain things that he's got to work on. And out of fairness to him, I know Mark's said the word ride the pine or get splinters, right? That probably wouldn't have been the case at the big league level. We just want him to be the best version of himself and reach that potential. At the big league level, that development may have been interrupted. So the development, a huge piece of Dalton's development is behind the plate, and we'll make sure we get the necessary games back there for him.
Thank you,
Kevin. Sorry, this may be a little early to ask you this, but our bosses want us to ask all the managers we cover about the other pitchers in the division. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I'd just ask you about the Padres, since you're going to face them for that open series. Just what do you think of the starting staff that they've put together?
Yeah, I mean, the guys they had there already were outstanding, and I've watched, you know, them grow and turn into really good frontline major league starters. And then you add two complementary pieces, at least two. I think there's the common two that we all know. You know, you step in there and you know, you jump into the rotation the way those two guys will, and I'm sure it's going to enhance their ability to win baseball games. But we're going to attack every pitcher the best way we know how. We're going to do our homework on their limitations and see what their strengths are, and then we're going to go to work on them. That's our game plan. It doesn't matter who's going to be thrown against us, but we're very respectful of our opponents, and the Padres certainly are in a good spot with their starting rotation.
Hey,
Tori, any injury updates? I saw Cole Calhoun out there hitting on the field. Anything new?
Nothing new with him, other than he took a very good BP. I was down there watching, you know, stood in the outfield, watched, tracking some balls off the bat, even though he was having conversations with some teammates. It was good to see him back out there and, you know, throwing program. It was just, you know, it was another full day for him when it came to swings and being normal with the guys. He's going to start to get some live ABs off some live pitching. I don't know when that day starts. The calendar, part of the calendar came out to when, you know, what needs to be done. And that was on the list that needs to be done. He needs to get in there next and see some live pitching, but he's in a good spot. Zach Gallen played catch again today, went through, you know, our pick package and said he felt fine as well.
All righty. We'll see you in game.
Thanks, guys.